From NPR News, it's Day to Day. Earlier in the show, we heard from presidential candidates and business owners about the economy and how to prepare for a possible recession. Well, now we talk about you and how you might be able to protect your money. Steve Tripoli from Marketplace joins us now. Hi, Steve.
Hi there, Alex.
So is there a good, solid formula for protecting a portfolio during economic storms?
Well, you know, Alex, to the extent there is one, it's tied to a truth that's especially valuable in rough times. And that truth is that we don't know what the future will hold. Now, I don't know it, you don't know it, and the money magazines sure don't know it. And so your best investing strategy for scary times is counterintuitive. It's to stick to an all-weather portfolio that's not geared to today's scary headlines.
Can't we foresee during these stormy times, you know, that there are some industries that might traditionally falter and others that will hold up?
You would think, but, you know, thinking that way raises real problems for investors. For instance, one staple of investing advice during recessions is to stick with companies that produce consumer staples like food and soap. After all, no one's going to stop eating or washing even in hard times.
We
right?
hope.
But industries don't always respond predictably to economic cycles, and you can't be sure which individual companies will do well in any event.
So it sounds like that leaves us with that all-weather portfolio you mentioned. What does that look like?
Two words, highly diversified. What that means is you want mutual funds holding all types of American stocks, all types of foreign stocks, several different types of bonds, and then you need to rebalance that allocation once or twice a year as markets fluctuate, which they're very likely to do at times like these. One financial planner I know is very outspoken about why this seemingly plain strategy works best in recessions. Jim Pinney at Pinney & Schofield in Cambridge, Massachusetts, says doing it this way actually positions your portfolio for rough times.
When the market gets risky like this, that's when you are paid to be willing to absorb the risk, take the risk. You're keeping your own plan going. You're keeping your own decision process going in the face of a storm.
That's because if some of your investments sink in recessions, and some will, you're ready to step in and use money from those that are doing a little better to balance things off. It forces you to do the right thing.
So it sounds like bottom line here, diversified investments reduce risk in risky times?
Exactly, which is exactly what you want to do in risky times, because uncontrolled risk is the individual investor's biggest enemy. It can lead to big losses that really hurt you over the long term. And this plan really eliminates or at least takes the edge off the worst years. Now, does that mean your portfolio is completely recession-proof? No. There are no guarantees in investing. But this type of diversified, rebalanced portfolio is a consistent winner, and it usually beats the know-it-alls as well. And you know what, Alex? Sticking to any strategy in times like these is going to take patience and discipline and guts, and this is your best chance to avoid getting clobbered when bad times hit, and it's not at all hard to do. So, not a bad plan in my book.
Thanks so much, Steve. That's Steve Tripoli of Public Radio's daily business show, Marketplace.
Next on Marketplace, men, you no longer have to be skinny to be stylish. A new line of clothes is coming your way. It's a colossal idea. We'll tell you all about it and give you the numbers, too. It's from American Public Media.